Although the Me Too movement existed prior to 2017, it was catapulted to the front of the internet after the initial allegations of sexual harassment against Harvey Weinstein in October 2017. 3 years later, and after more than 80 women coming forward in accusing Mr. Weinstein of sexual misconduct, he was sentenced to 23 years in jail for rape and sexual assault this week. But Australia hasn't experienced the same level of results as the US has with the Me Too movement. The Wire's Zoe Roach spoke with sociologist and social commentator Eva Cox about this issue in Australia.
So why do you think this particular case sparked the Me Too movement into going viral?
I think purely and simply because he was a well-known Hollywood figure. A lot of the people that were accusing him were also well-known. Hollywood and all of this sort of filmmaking thing is very much the glamour area that people read a lot about, and there's a lot of gossip about, and the fact that he could be A, charged, and B, the whole thing proceeded with, gave people the sense that maybe there was something in this after all, and the powerful couldn't keep getting away with it.
Do you think it was as influential in Australia as it was in America?
No, because we actually haven't had the situation here. In fact, it's been much more complex. There's been a few cases of people accusing their accuser of doing something nasty and recourse to courts in terms of defamation and other things. I think that one of the problems is that what the Harvey Weinstein thing illustrates is the real difficulties of proof, because they're still at the end of it. He was claiming he had no idea of that he'd done anything wrong. He thought it was consensual, and this is always the problem when you've got these sorts of things. So, I mean, it was I think we still, as far as I'm concerned, the jury's still out on the Me Too movement. It certainly put the issue on the agenda, but I'm not sure how well it's served it. I think a lot of organisations have improved their organisational culture, hopefully, but we need to see whether that sticks, because it is still very difficult in many of these areas to prove that something has happened, because really basically it's one person's word against another. In some cases you've got third party, you've got witnesses, but it's not all that frequent.
So recently he was sentenced to 23 years in jail. What does that mean for the Me Too movement in general, and also maybe more specifically to Australia?
Well, the problem is various cases in Australia don't seem to have moved very far. And I think it raises a lot of questions about how far a movement like Me Too can actually change culture. As I say, it's probably had an effect on the organisations that they're a bit more wary and maybe a bit more likely to follow up on accusations and so on. I mean, one of the things that interested me when I went to some meetings around the Me Too stuff was the number of organisations that actually knew things were going on, that there were quite a few people within the organisation, including at fairly senior levels, that knew something like this was going on, but they actually failed to do anything about it. And that sort of came through quite clearly in this trial, that it was been going on for some time, was well known publicly, was discussed publicly, but still nobody took any actions on it. And that's one of the serious problems with the whole Me Too type stuff, is that it becomes part of the cultural stuff and just gets left alone because of the power of those being charged. So I think we've got a long way before we can actually shift a lot of these things. I think what Harvey Weinstein has done, what the case has done, is prove, at least in this case, and hopefully he won't win any further attempts to sort of try and get the charges overthrown, that it does stick and that we will get maybe the further results. But it's the problem is if you're using something as public as this to try and change some deeply held organisational flaws, it's not too easy, and I don't know whether the evidence in Australia, people I've talked to have said, yes, there is discussion, and yes, there are certainly on film sets and various other things, more discussions about issues.
So what do you think would be necessary in Australia for these attitudes and these corporations and organisations to actually change their behaviours?
We'd have to change the behaviour of men. We have to change the culture, because it's not only within these organisations. I mean, you have to only look at the fact that we've also got all of the domestic violence type stuff that's reared lately, and a lot of that comes from the same sorts of origins. And we've got sexual harassment in the workplace, which also is another version of this stuff, which has been talked about, and a new report's just come out from the Human Rights Commission, that we really need to address the fact that men think that they're entitled to this and that sexuality is their domain and they can use their power in bad ways. And we're not going to get it by a few cases. It certainly comes up in the public arena, but it also fades off very quickly, as I think has happened to some degree with the Me Too movement here, because there's been some problems. So I think actually creating social movements really means social change.